This piece looked like the liver, but it was not the liver. At that time, we called it the melt of the heart. And we would take it where my father would have all these huge big red coals outside where you heat water. And we would take it and slash it and put it on these coals and sprinkle salt. And oh, it would be so good.
Oh, you got a little treat out of it.
Yeah, it would be so good. But I just don't know what has happened to the meats and things now. That people used to did not have all these different ailments. And when my father was raising hogs, they didn't have high blood pressure and all that stuff, and they ate anything they wanted to eat. If I'd eat stuff now that I used to eat when my daddy was raising this stuff, it would, I believe it would just kill me.
I know what it, what the cause of
I
that
really
would be.
I don't know what it is, but my mother used to just cook the hog with the hog feet, you know, and they would be so fat. And she cooked the hog jaws or the head, the hog head, and it would be so fat and greasy, and we would take it and eat it with sweet potatoes. It didn't make them sick. It didn't make us sick. But now, if you do that, you might have a stroke.
Maybe you've been away from it for so long.
No, I really think it's the chemical that they
additives and
yeah, food. That they has to put now in the fields where the hogs, like in the peanuts and corn fields and different places where they spray the farms, you know, to keep the insect down. And I just believe is some of that is the reason you can't eat that stuff.
Maybe so.
But I wouldn't trust it now.
Are you familiar with the term harslet or haslet? The insides of chickens, like gizzard?
Oh, I'm familiar with the gizzard, but that's the only, and the gizzard in the liver is the only thing that I'd ever known my mother to save out of the insides
of chickens. Alrighty.
Somebody told me that. I heard a lady say that chitlin from a chicken is the best chitlins you can eat. But I has never ate any, and I've never seen none cooked. But she said they are a lot better than hog chitlin.
And that's
it. Yeah, I just wonder.
Chicken chitlins. That's
so little, what would it be like after you clean them?
That's true.
But they say they are better than hog chitlins.
Guess all depends on the taste.
Yeah, I guess so, but I just don't think I could eat them. I tell you, and they're probably cleaner than all the
Okay. Could I get you to call some cows for me? Like you used to call them, come up from the pasture? What you used to
no.
say?
Let me see what did we used to say. We had a word we would use. What was that word we used to say? We used to say, boy. I don't know what the name of it now, but that's the way we called them. And they would really, we could hear them running. We'd hear all the cows, most of my dad put bells on them. And we would know when they got near, when they heard us, because we could hear the bells ringing, they just come running. And, They animals obeyed you years ago better than kids could
now. I'm
going to say
something
about
that.
That's not sad to say, but that's true. That's kind of sad to say, but that's true. Some of them did, really. You could go, they could hear you almost a mile. You know, people used to, I used to love to.